Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. We're up to Pirkei Peticha, Perek Aleph, paragraph 6 towards the bottom of Perek Tet, and we'll take three short recordings to work through this paragraph. In this section, Rav Pinkas is going to quote two different Chumash narratives to support the idea that the Ribono Shel Olam, that Hashem doesn't grant our desires unless we express them, unless we ask for them, unless we say them, unless we daven. He begins by referring to the barrenness of Rivka together with Yitzchak. V'chen k'tiv etzel Yitzchak, and the pasuk says in Breishit, Perek Chaf Hei, pasuk Kaf Aleph, Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem l'nochach ishto ki yakarahi. The Yitzchak was Vayetar. Vayetar is translated by Unkelus as Vitzali, his standard word for prayer, but it has a kind of an active entreatment sort of language. And so Yitzchak is davening l'nochach ishto, either on behalf of, or perhaps in front of his wife, to Hashem, ki yakarahi, because they have not yet been blessed with children. Vayeater lo Hashem, and Hashem receives or accepts the entreatment, the prayer of Yitzchak, v'tah Rivka ishto, and Rivka, his wife, becomes pregnant. And so the pasuk says, chen k'tiv etzel Yitzchak v'yatar lo Hashem, that Hashem listened. Da'af al pi shekvar huvtach l'Avraham Avinu al hemshech hadorot, even though Avraham Avinu was already promised, ki bi Yitzchak ikare lecha zara, that the chosen line will go through Yitzchak, that we already know that through the generations will be fulfilled the promise of Avraham through Yitzchak. Nonetheless, lo hayu ba'im la'olam belo tfila. Those generations, those dorot, the offspring, would not happen if not for the tfilot of Yitzchak on behalf of Rivka. V'rak al yedei tfilotav shel Yitzchak ne'etar lo Hashem. And only through Yitzchak's entreatments, his begging, his praying to the Ribono Shel Olam, was Rivka and Yitzchak ultimately blessed with children. This interaction is quoted in the Gemara Yevamot, Daf Samech Daled Amud Aleph, as one of the sources for a very important idea. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei ma hayu avoteinu akurim? Why is it that our ancestors, here our forefathers, were barren? Mipnei shehakadosh baruch hu mitaveh letfilatan shel tzadikim. Because the Holy Blessed One is desirous of the prayers of the righteous. We saw the same Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Samach, as is quoted in Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Breishit, of Parshat Breishit, regarding the plants, the grasses that had not yet grown out of the ground. That the human being, the Adam HaRishon, the Tzadikim, need to daven in order to bring forth life. Whether that is the birth of a child, Be'ezrat Hashem, or the growth of the grasses from the ground. This language is very powerful, and I want to pause for a moment on what I think could be a very hurtful implication. That God tells the world, that God says that so-and-so should be barren, that a couple should not be blessed with children. It's extremely painful to imagine what that means for the individual couple. And we see that pain in Yitzchak and in Rivka, that it takes them so many years of marriage, in order to be blessed with children. And one simply should not overlook that pain and ignore it. The Midrash here is focusing on the power of that pain to build a connection between us and God. And that is true. And yet, I dare not overlook the fact that the implications of that are hurtful. The implications of that imply an abuse of God, trying to trick people into building a relationship. And he's going to continue to move in this direction. And we're going to see this idea coming up one or two more times. And I want to dwell for a moment and just remind ourselves that we're not talking about a God who's causing pain to people. We're talking about the human experience. We're talking about it from our perspective, that in fact, even the struggles to have children provide us with an opportunity. The struggles of birth, of growth, whether those are growth of the grass from the ground, were the birth of a human being, and as we'll see in the very next section, the birth of a nation.